You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
Cyber criminals and some apparent state actors show some old tricks and some new ones, and all of them are working. Crypto legislation being considered by the U.S. Congress gets very little love from industry. ISIS expands its information campaign in Africa as the U.S. gets more active and open in cyber operations against the extremists. Australia announces a big science push for more cyber capability and says it has and will continue to develop an offensive cyber capability. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Thursday, April 21st, 2016. Cybercrime eclipses hacktivism at midweek, with examples of both novel malware and old well-known threats working damage. Criminals being nothing if not opportunistic, as chip and PIN cards are adopted more widely in the U.S., the cyber gangs are making a last-minute push to compromise legacy magnetic strip swipe systems before they're superseded in the very large American retail market. FireEye and its recently acquired EyeSight unit are tracking the familiar carding gang Fin6, which is more active than usual in attacking vulnerable point-of-sale systems and selling pay card data on black market carding sites. Proofpoint is continuing to report on the circulation and behavior of CryptXXX ransomware in the wild. This recently discovered strain of malware came to the notice of researchers only last week. The cryptocurrency community is particularly concerned with CryptXXX since the ransomware is particularly well-positioned to extort payment in Bitcoin. If CryptXXX represents the new, then Dorkbot can represent the old, and serve as a reminder that it can take some time for old cyber mob soldiers to fade away. The Dorkbot worm's infrastructure was taken down last December after roughly 5 years of activity. Unfortunately, when crimeware infrastructure gets whacked, it doesn't go down as fast as Sonny Corleone, and Dorkbot is back in circulation, crippled but not eliminated. ESET warns that Dorkbot is being used in attacks on bank accounts and to lock systems in order to hold them for ransom. You may be fairly confident that you've got your own network locked down, but what about your third-party vendors? They may have legitimate reasons for needing access to your network, but according to Jason Lewis from Looking Glass, they can also be a vector for vulnerability.
The best example is the Target breach happened last year. They were actually, you know, their network was pretty secure, but it turns out one of their vendors, which is an HVAC company, had access to the network. And so the attacker gained access to the HVAC company and then used that access to get on Target's network. And then from there, they were treated just like the third-party vendor, so they're trusted. And the next thing you know, they're uploading malware to the point-of-sale systems and just collecting credit cards.
Lewis says that much of the increased attention to third parties is being driven from the top down.
The ones that are at the cutting edge are the ones that are making a lot of money. So financials, banks, those folks, they know those risks and they're starting to address them. And I think we're reaching that stage now where they're starting to bring up these teams that are dedicated to looking at third parties. And as those big banks start to implement those things, it impacts everyone else. So when that gas station with the credit card stuff suddenly can't get access and they can't sell gas, they may put some money into trying to make sure their network is more secure.
As for prevention, Jason Lewis offers this practical advice.
Well, it's monitoring. I mean, it really boils down to you have to be looking for those things to be able to do anything about them. So, you know, step one is you lock down your network. If a partner doesn't need to have access to corporate email or corporate file servers, then you don't give them access. You kind of limit that way. And then from there, you need to be logging. Like with a lot of folks use IDS, a lot of folks use different scanners for malware and those kind of things. So the minimum is make sure that you're looking for things that are anomalies on your network. And then from there, you focus kind of like a pinpoint on those third-party connections to make sure that traffic is legitimate.
That's Jason Lewis from Looking Glass. Their website is lgscout.com. The spread of encryption, most recently in WhatsApp, suggests that technology may soon render the ongoing round of crypto wars moot. Legislation mandating various forms of decryption in the service of law enforcement is still being considered in the U.S. Congress. It's attracted few fans outside relatively narrow law enforcement precincts. Microsoft, Facebook, and Google are all publicly opposed to the measures, and American Banker is running an op-ed series characterizing the proposed legislation as nothing less than an attack on online banking. To be fair, we must note that the law enforcement agencies who favor some sort of legislative support of decryption in response to a warrant are neither ill-informed, provincial, nor technically clueless. They include both the U.S. Secret Service and the FBI. We heard some Secret Service criticism of widespread, strong, and effectively unbreakable encryption at CINET ITSEF yesterday, where we also heard some equally well-presented counterpoint from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Australia announced its national cyber strategy yesterday. It features a strong commitment to applied cyber research and development of a world-class domestic security industry. Interestingly, Australia also joined two of the other Five Eyes, the US and the UK, in openly declaring that it has and will continue to develop an offensive cyber capability. Finally, remember that report last year that something happened at Australia's Federal Bureau of Meteorology? A hack or an outage? Something like that? Well, it turns out Prime Minister Turnbull said yesterday that yes, it was indeed a cyber attack, as was widely reported at the time. We'd say, looking at that confirmation coming in tandem with an avowal of offensive cyber capabilities, that the forecast down under may be a little bit stormy.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
I'm joined once again by Dale Drew. He's the Chief Security Officer at Level 3 Communications. Dale, I think it's natural for many companies to like to keep their findings close to their vest, but you think collaboration is important.
I do. I mean, we've seen a trend in the industry where threat intelligence data is becoming a for-profit business. And so, and as a result, information about attackers and attack techniques become sellable items and therefore become very difficult for these companies to distribute freely. We really think that sharing of this information quickly is going to allow the security industry to be adaptable to identifying and stopping security threats faster than the bad guys are able to create capability.
Can you give me some examples of where collaboration has led to good things happening, to new discoveries?
You know, it's our viewpoint that security infrastructure operates at different levels of the ecosystem. Some security infrastructure protects applications, some protect data, some protect network assets. When you're able to share threat data across all of those ecosystems, then each of those security infrastructures can better protect the entire infrastructure as opposed to just single layers of the infrastructure. We identified recently, as an example, we identified a network-based attack of a very sophisticated and emerging credit card scam that was starting out in Europe. We shared that information with the industry the moment we detected it. Not only did we block it on the backbone, but we also shared the signature with the industry. The industry was then able to take that data, put it into their product portfolio, and prevent that credit card scam from becoming the next black POS attack.
So what's your advice to companies who are maybe a little bit skittish about sharing their information?
You know, we really believe that the industry needs to focus on sharing threat information, as opposed to today, people are sharing information that demonstrates the identity of the customer or the attacker. So we think that sharing information about the actual threat itself will really alleviate a lot of the concerns that people have about identifying themselves as a victim or the source of an attack.
Dale Drew, thanks for joining us.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire Daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.